David's Daily Devotional.
As I was going to say, if you're loving the hour nugget in the Daily Devotional and you've missed any, you can go back and listen to the archive very easily. And all you've got to do is go to www.worshipradio247.com. I'm not sure if it's .com. Actually, I'm not sure. I'm not sure of the address. It's at Podbean anyway. P-O-D-B-E-A-N. Someone will tell me the address in a moment or two. And as soon as I know it, I'll bring it to you. But you go there and you can listen to all of the archives. And it's listed down the side. And listen to the current ones as well if you wish. We're bringing you a 60-part series on the character of Jesus. And today we're at part 44 and we're looking at conviction. Conviction is a wonderful character to have. To be able to understand conviction. And the difference between conviction and condemnation. Because, beloved, that is the way you tell when Almighty God is speaking to you or if the evil one, Satan, is speaking to you. It's one easy way of telling. Conviction, condemnation. Satan never convicts, he always condemns. But Jesus never ever condemns, he always convicts. Always, always, always. Let's look at some scripture now. Let's go to John, the 16th chapter. And let's start at verse 5. Now listen, Jesus is talking here, and he's been talking for a long time. Been talking halfway through chapter 14, all the way through chapter 15, and now he's into chapter 16. John's Gospel says this from verse 5, "But now I am going away to the one who sent me, and not one of you is asking where I'm going. Instead, you grieve because of what I've told you. But in fact, it is best for you that I go away. Because if I don't, the Advocate won't come." In other words, the Holy Spirit won't come. "If I do go away, then I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world of its sin and of God's righteousness and of the coming judgment. The world's sin is that it refuses to believe in me." Oh, hallelujah. The world's sin is that it refuses to believe in me. Well, Father God, I believe in your Son, and I believe that your Son is the Christ, the Holy One of Israel. I believe that your Son, Jesus, is the Son of God, that he died and 3 days later rose again from the dead. And that he is the Son of God. He is your Son, Lord. And he is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He is the morning star. He is the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. Lord God Almighty, we worship and adore him. Conviction. Conviction is the way that God chose. As he says here, Jesus came, or the Holy Spirit came, to convict the world of its sin. And what was its sin? Not believing in Jesus. That was the biggest sin. And therefore, the Holy Spirit came to convict the world of that. There is a significant difference between condemnation, Romans the 8th chapter, and verse 1 says, "There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." What it doesn't say is, "There is now no condemnation / conviction." It doesn't say that. It says, "There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." You see, there is no condemnation. Once you have given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, you will never be condemned again. Why? Because Jesus has promised that. He will send you an advocate. He will send you a Holy Spirit who will convict you, not condemn you. What's the difference between conviction and condemnation? I'm glad you asked. I'll tell you. Condemnation is when you hear these words. You shouldn't have done that. God is not going to like that. You should not have done that. Here's the statement, but this time it's conviction. Do you really think you should have done that? Do you really think that was right? In other words, one is a statement and one is a question. Condemnation is a statement. Conviction is a question. That's how I see it. That's how I look at it. And quite honestly, when I know I've done something wrong and I hear that small, gentle voice asking me that question, I know it's the Lord and I know He's saying to me, sort it out, son. Sort it out. You cannot continue like this if you continue doing that. Sort it. And that's what I want to do. Sort it out. Because I hear that gentle question from the Holy One of Israel. But sometimes I hear a statement and I know it's not Lord. I know it's not my God and King. I know it like I know it, like I know it, like I know it. You see, we can, as I said in the first hour, we can be led down wrong pathways because we are not keeping our eyes on Jesus. And this is the trick, I think. This is what we're supposed to do, beloved. We are supposed to keep our eyes firmly fixed on Jesus. I was saying this last night. We need to have our eyes firmly fixed on Jesus. And if we take our eyes off Jesus, it's almost like a footballer who is playing football or a golfer who is playing golf and they take their eyes off the ball and the ball goes all over the place. Really, it is that simple. Think about it. I love sport and I love football and I love golf. And I know that if I'm playing golf, I can't play football, I was always useless at it. But if I'm playing golf, if I take my eye off the ball just for a second, the ball is going to go all over the place. Between you and me and the gatepost. Sometimes if I keep my eye on the ball, it goes all over the place. That's because I'm not very good at golf. But you can hear the point I am trying to make. You see, if we concentrate on our Lord Jesus Christ and we keep our eyes firmly fixed to Him, how can we possibly go wrong? Things do go wrong, of course they do. Isaiah, the 43rd chapter and verse 2, I believe it's verse 2, says this, "When you go through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you." When you go through the fire of oppression. When? Not if. It's not if you go through the fire. It's when you go through the fire. So believe me, beloved, you're going to go through the fire. But if you go through that fire of oppression, if you are going through that fire of oppression right now, and your eyes are firmly fixed on Jesus, I can promise and guarantee to you this. If your eyes are fixed on Him and only on Him, then you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. It won't be allowed to happen. That is what is so wonderful. That is what is so truly, truly wonderful about our Lord and what He does for us. Just remember this. Allow conviction. Do not allow condemnation. Allow God to convict you. Do not allow Satan to condemn you. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word today. Lord, we give you all the glory and the honor. And Father, help us to try and keep our eyes fixed on you at all times. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.